Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stretch-style old-school DNB DJ intro, then twisting it into rag-infused chaos inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make a long intro. The goal is to make an intro that works like a proper DJ tool, so another tune can mix over it cleanly, but still feels alive, dangerous, and full of personality. That's the jungle sweet spot right there, mixable, but not polite. We're working in arrangement view, and we're thinking in phrases from the start. So before you start loading sounds, set yourself up with a clear 32-bar structure. Mentally divide it like this. The first 8 bars are for mixin' and atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the groove and the vocal identity. Bars 17 to 24 tighten the energy and tease the bass. And bars 25 to 32 become the tension peak, fake out, or pre-drop pressure cooker. Put locator markers on those phrase changes. Seriously, do this early. DNB arrangement lives and dies by phrase logic. If you ignore the 8-bar and 16-bar flow, the intro will just feel like a loop instead of a journey. Now let's build the bed of the intro. Start with a low-risk foundation, a bit of vinyl noise or atmosphere, a ghosted break, maybe a shaker fragment, and a distant stab or pad. The idea is space with movement. Old-school intros breathe, but modern DNB still needs motion. So even when it's sparse, it shouldn't feel dead. If you're using a breakbeat, drop it onto an audio track and clean it up with a Q8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 HC so the intro stays open and you don't clutter the sub area. If the break needs more punch or control, use drum bus slightly. A little drive, a little transient, and only a tiny amount of boom if you really need it. Keep it tasteful. You want ghost rhythm, not a full drum takeover. A nice advanced move is to use the groove pool with some swing, especially something that feels a little MPC-ish or old school. Jungle energy comes from human pocket, not robotic stiffness. Let the hats and shuffles lean slightly behind or ahead, while the core hits stay stable enough for a DJ to ride. Now bring in the rag of vocal, but don't treat it like decoration. Treat it like rhythm and identity. That's the big difference. Take a vocal phrase, chant, shout, or MC-style line and warp it properly. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is a good start. If you're slicing it into rhythmic hits, beats can work really well. Experiment with transposing it down a bit for weight, or up slightly if you want more urgency. And don't just automate the volume. Use clip envelopes, chop the phrase, and make it answer itself. A strong raga intro often feels like call and response. One vocal hit lands, then a delay shadow answers. Or one line lands on beat 3, and a reverse tail flicks back on the end of 4. That kind of dialogue makes the intro feel alive. It's not just playing a sample, it's performing it. Here's a good trick. Make 2 vocal layers. One stays dry and upfront. The other lives in echo or reverb, like a shadow following it around. Then automate an auto filter on the vocal bus. In the first 8 bars, keep it more closed and low-passed. In the next 8 bars, open it up and let more mid-range speak. By the final section, use a more aggressive filter movement so the vocal starts flickering and creating tension. If the break and vocal are fighting for attention, pick one to be the main animator. If the break is strong, keep the vocal more rhythmic and minimal. If the vocal is the star, let the break sit back and support it. The arrangement gets messy when everything is trying to be the main character. Now let's tease the bass, but not fully drop it. This is crucial. A great intro suggests the bass line before it reveals it. So build a bass layer with a res mid, a sub, and maybe a short stab for punctuation. If you're in Waveatable, a pair of detuned saws with some filter movement will get you there fast. If you're using Operator for the sub, keep it clean, mono, and simple. The point is restraint. Start with very sparse bass hits. Maybe one note every 2 bars at first. Then increase to every bar. Then add a few syncopated touches near the end. You're basically training the listener to expect the drop without giving away the full phrase. Keep the sub centered and disciplined. Use utility if you need to make sure the low end stays mono. That matters a lot in DNB, especially when you want the intro to still work in a club system and also survive on small speakers. If you want a bit more presence from the bass tease, add mild saturation. A little saturator or overdrive can help the mid-range speak without making the bass obvious. Just don't overcook it. The bass should feel like it's lurking, not screaming. Now we mutate the break. This is where the intro stops being a loop and starts becoming a machine. Duplicate your break and create a few variations, one clean version, one ghosted version, one fill version, and one tension version. Then alternate them across the arrangement in 2-bar or 4-bar chunks. Use reverse snare hits, tiny gaps before vocal punches, or a quick double-time snare flurry leading into a bass tease. These micro-edits are incredibly effective because they create punctuation, not decoration. Punctuation. If you're working on audio, warp markers can help tighten the timing and sharpen the chops. If you're on drum rack, slice the break and vary the velocity slightly so it feels human. Then run the drum bus through a glue compressor lightly, just enough to bind it together, and maybe follow it with drum bus for a bit more glue and attitude. And keep an eye on the low mids. That 200 to 400 Hz area can get muddy fast, especially with breaks and rag vocals sharing space. Cut what you don't need, and tame harsh hats if they get too crispy. Now we automate the tension upward, but we don't want to rely on obvious giant risers too early. Old school jungle tends to build tension through layering, filtering, and rhythmic pressure rather than giant cinematic whooshes. So use what's already in the track. Automate the vocal filter open. Automate the drum bus drive a little higher over time. Increase reverb sends on selected vocal hits. Let echo tails stretch out or shorten to change the energy. You can even add a subtle frequency shifter on atmosphere tracks if you want an unstable, slightly underwater feeling. A really effective move is to create a brief reversal in energy. For example, have one bar suddenly thin out, then slam back in with more force. That contrast makes the return hit harder than just endlessly building upward. A lot of producers forget that tension isn't only about going bigger. Sometimes it's about pulling back, then snapping back in. For the last 8 bars, turn the intro into a pressure cooker. This is where you can get more unruly with the ragga cuts, the break edits, and the bass punctuation. Bars 25 to 28 can still be busy and threatening. Bars 29 and 30 should strip things back a little, maybe leaving vocal and sub-hint only. Bar 31 can be a fill or a brief stop. Then bar 32 should launch the drop with a clear impact. That little dropout before the drop can be devastating if the section before it is dense enough. But keep it short and surgical. You're not trying to create a massive pop EDM silence. You're trying to make the crowd lean in for half a second, then get hit. For the final impact, layer a low thump, a snare flam or break chop, a vocal exclamation, and a reverse tail feeding into the downbeat. That combination gives you a proper old-school rave punch, but with a cleaner modern finish. At this stage, think like a DJ, not just a producer. The first 8 to 16 bars should be mix-friendly. Another tune should be able to sit over it without fighting the low end or getting buried in chaos. That means don't over-widen the intro, don't overload the sub too early, and don't make the top end so busy that it masks everything else. Check your mono compatibility. Check your headroom. Make sure the vocal and the break still read clearly if the sub disappears. That's a really good test. If you mute the bass tees and the intro still has personality, then the arrangement is strong. If it suddenly feels empty, then the bass was doing too much of the identity work. Here are a few extra pro moves worth keeping in mind. If you want darker, heavier energy, try parallel distortion on the vocal. Duplicate it. Filter the copy. Drive it quietly underneath, and blend it back in. That adds grime without making the lead vocal unreadable. If you want more menace from the Reese, automate a slow filter movement so it feels like it's breathing. You don't always need more notes. Sometimes movement in one sustained layer is enough to create tension. If the intro feels too clean, add tiny manual edits. A late snare, a clipped vocal, a micro stutter, a short reversed hit. Those little imperfections often feel more authentic than a bunch of polished effects. And if you want a nice structural upgrade, think in 3 density tiers, first atmosphere and ghost rhythm, then vocal identity and break presence, then bass hint and tension peak. That gives the intro a narrative arc instead of just a progression of layers. A great practice move is to build 2 versions from the same material. Make one mix-friendly intro where the first 16 bars stay sparse, the vocals are introduced later, and the bass tease is held back. Then make a chaos intro where the ragga fragments come in earlier, the break gets chopped more aggressively, and the pre-drop feels almost unruly, but still controlled. Compare them. Ask yourself which one feels more dangerous, which one a DJ would prefer to mix, and which one makes the drop feel bigger. That comparison teaches you a lot about balance. So to recap the big idea, build in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases, keep the first half mixable, treat ragga vocals like rhythm, tease the bass instead of fully revealing it, automate tension with filters and edits, and protect mono sub and clarity so the intro still works in a real DNB mix. Do that, and you'll have something that feels like old-school jungle DNA with modern pressure, a stretch intro that's ready for rag-infused chaos. All right, now go build it.